90 Bible.
It's a community connection here on K1 AM 1400, FM 93.3, also now on FM 95.1. Bartlesville Regional United Way with us this morning, 81 degrees at 8:32. We have Lisa Carey and Katie Zahn with us. Guys, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well.
With us, absolutely. And of course, you guys are kicking off your annual campaign next month. I've had a chance to talk with Lisa several times. I always know when it is because we do the football games on K1. I usually get a chance to talk with you out at the football stadium. So, you know, once the school year comes around, football season's coming around, it's about to be that time for the Bartlesville Regional United Way as well.
Yes, we're super excited again this year to have our kickoff at the first home football game for the Bruins, and we are going to announce our campaign goal, and the first 500 people that are that come into the gate will get a rally towel. We'll ask them to move that rally towel around when we announce our campaign goal. So we are very, very excited and pleased with the partnership that we continue to have with the Bartlesville Public Schools.
Yeah, no doubt. It's always a ton of fun doing that at the first football game, which will be September the 10th, if I remember correctly. That's a game against Collinsville. And, of course, we'll have some coverage of that United Way announcement at halftime of that ball game here on K1 and our live stream as well. Let's go ahead and talk about that annual campaign a little bit, Lisa.
Well, you know, this is we're in the 80s of years that Bartlesville Regional United Way has been part of our community, and last year, as with everyone else, was a very challenging year. So but the community stepped up, and we were able to raise a lot of money for our partner agencies. This year we're excited for our campaign cabinet because Caleb and Taylor Potter are our campaign chairs, and we are just so pleased that they agreed to join us. And currently Caleb is my board president, so I have him involved in a lot of things right now. The vice chairs of the campaign are Annie and John Saltzman, so we're teaching them the ropes, so next year we'll be able to hand the baton over to them. But you know, it's just so exciting to be able to start the campaign and realize that we're really raising those dollars for our 14 partner agencies and the 31 programs that we help support with the donor dollars.
And you mentioned 2020 being kind of a challenging year, and we've had a lot of the nonprofits through Community Connection on K1. How did you guys do last year? And if you could kind of remind me, what was different for you all last year versus obviously what we hope 2021 to be?
Well, of course, the big difference was that we weren't able to have our annual golf tournament. But with the support of certain sponsors, we were able to reach about 80% of our campaign goal. So the golf tournament is a four-day event that in 2019 we set a record and were able to raise over $800,000. It's not only the dollars that we raise, but it's the community impact that it helps with our community. I mean, the economic impact it helps with our community. And so this year, we're gearing towards having it. We've already raised a significant amount of money in sponsorships, so we're excited about that. And a lot of our campaigns, internal campaigns, had to go virtual, so we did almost everything virtual last year. And even though that was difficult, we were able to, I have to commend the citizens of the areas we serve, because we were still able to raise a lot of money and do a lot of things. And last year with 2020 COVID-19 grants, we were able to do that with the generosity of Phillips 66 and disperse over $340,000 about 50-ish nonprofits across the Now area, so Nowata, Osage, and Washington counties.
We're talking with Bartlesville Regional United Way here on Community Connection here on K1. Lisa Carey and Katie Zahn are both in with us. I spoke a little bit about the campaign kickoff on September the 10th at Custer Stadium, first home football game for the Bruins. And Lisa, let's talk a little bit about the Day of Caring projects.
And I mean, Katie can jump in with this as also, she's been really, really involved in helping with the Day of Caring. But this year, we're doing something really exciting. We're having an actual kickoff for Day of Caring, and that will take place on September 29th. But currently, we have projects on our website, and we need volunteers to go in and take those projects to do volunteerism. So, Katie, I don't know if you want to say anything else.
Yeah. So for those of you who don't know, Day of Caring, this is something that we look forward to doing every single year. Unfortunately, we weren't able to do it last year because we didn't feel like it was safe to get together. So we went social distance style with that one. And we did sell t-shirts, and we thank everybody who bought one of those and helped support us in a really, really difficult time. But this year we have decided to go back to being in person, keeping in mind safety precautions. We do still have COVID-19 kind of lingering around, so we want to make sure everybody's safe with that. But we've teamed up with area nonprofits. They've submitted over 70 projects to us that they need volunteers for, and right now we have around 20 still left. So if you have a group of people that you work with, a group of people that you go to church with, that you hang out with, and you want to volunteer, we have some awesome projects still left for selection on our website. That's BartlesvilleUW.org. And you can select one of those projects through the 16th of August. And those projects include anything from painting to landscaping to event help and setup, and so many more projects that can really help our area organizations.
Talking with Bartlesville Regional United Way this morning on K1's Community Connection, the Day of Caring projects you mentioned, painting, landscaping, event setup. What kinds of organizations or people or facilities are you talking about?
So this year we've gotten projects from family health care, a clinic. We've gotten some events set up for the Harley Party, for Hops for Hope. We've also gotten some really cool projects out at Camp Washashi with the Girl Scouts. So we've got a really wide range. So there's a project for everybody on there.
Talking Bartlesville Regional United Way this morning on Community Connection. And again, they're kicking off their annual campaign next month. That'll start in September through the end of the year. You guys announced a number at halftime, correct? And then is that, obviously you can go above that goal. Let's talk a little bit about kind of the history. I know you mentioned you got 80% of it last year. Historically, how have you guys done in terms of that goal?
Well, we're really proud that last year our campaign goal was $2.2 million. So we reached 80% of that was a really important thing for our partner agencies and for the community in general. But historically, we've been able to raise the goal that the board set. So that happens, the board of directors set the campaign goal based on the allocated monies that we're going to give to our partner agencies. So I will say something, just a little brag moment, is that we're actually around third in the state of raising, of United Ways that raise a lot of money. I mean, first it's Tulsa who raised over $20 million, and then Oklahoma City that raises about $20 million, and then it jumps a little bit to us, which we typically have raised around $2.3 million. But I'm super proud that our board of directors were able to prepare in advance. A few years ago, we really talked about our reserve policies, and because every decision we make, Evan, is to make sure that we are using this donor dollars in a good way. And it's based on our mission statement, which is leading the fight for health, education, and financial stability of every person in our community. So when we're making decisions, that's what we keep in mind. And our board is very active, and I'm very proud of not only them, but the other people who support us: ConocoPhillips, Phillips 66, Truity, Arvest, all, I can't even list them all, but super, super encouraged about what's going to happen this year with this campaign, and hope everyone will join us for that, fight.
Talking with Lisa Carey and Katie Zahn with Bartlesville Regional United Way this morning on Community Connection here on K1. We'll take a break. We'll come back and continue to talk about their fundraising kickoff event and some other things going on at the Bartlesville Regional United Way after this. It is 8:42, 81 degrees in downtown Bartlesville. Community Connection on K1 brought to you by Tallgrass Motors and Arnold Moore Niekamp Funeral Home.
Maybe this is the year that you resolve to purchase a headstone for that family member that has been without one. Or maybe you've resolved to take care of prearranging your own funeral service so your family won't have to make decisions at a difficult time. Whatever the need is, Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Cremation Service has been there helping Green Country families for almost 100 years. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, Bartlesville's finest funeral home.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
K1, AM 1400, FM 93.3, now on FM 95.1 as well. Community Connection on a Wednesday morning. It is 8:43, 81 degrees. We've got Lisa Carey and Katie Zahn here with us from the Bartlesville Regional United Way. We talked a little bit about the annual fundraising campaign kickoff. And guys, let's talk a little bit about Change for a Change, which will end at the end of this coming next month.
Yeah, so Change for a Change, we have been doing that for the past few years. It's something that we really enjoy doing. It's something that really kind of gets our community involved in a different way. So what we do, we reach out to, this year it's about 18 different businesses in town, and they host a change bucket at their restaurant, their shop, and those that come through, they can drop their change in the bucket and they can make a donation to United Way. It's a really fun way for us to get our small businesses in town to get involved, and then we highlight them on our Facebook. Because we have 18, there's a little too many to list, but you can check out our Facebook, see where all those jars are located, and you can see all the small businesses that are participating, and you can stop in, drop some change in the bucket, and make a donation to the United Way.
Awesome. And then you guys have some other things going on throughout the month of September, too, I believe.
Yes, September is always our busiest month. It's a lot of fun. As I mentioned earlier, we have our golf tournament that's September 14th through 17th. And we're out there from 5:30 in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning till evening, helping those vendors who have sponsored this event. It's presented by ConocoPhillips and Phillips 66, and we are very grateful for their continued efforts to put on this golf tournament, which is incredible. But while we're out there, we're going to have a local business, Moxie, on, I believe it's going to be on Wednesday. They're going to have a pop-up shop where we get a percentage of the items they sell. And then we're also partnering with some other local businesses. For instance, we're partnering with Cooper and Mill. And I talked to John Jay and I said, hey, could you do a brew, B-R-U-W, brew for us for around the tournament? And he's happy to do that. So they'll be involved. And that's just something that I'm very interested in and very committed to, making sure that the dollars we spend stay local. I mean, we have marketing materials and we always have those done locally if possible. And then just getting local businesses involved is crucial to not only the donating, but also, you know, United Way is interested in advocating and volunteering. So that is something that we are so proud of, and we continue to try to build relationships with local businesses. So if there's anyone out there that wants to join us, we'd love for them to contact us.
Talking with Lisa Carey and Katie Zahn with the Bartlesville Regional United Way. You mentioned this a little bit earlier about how Bartlesville is the third biggest or third largest able to raise funds for the United Way. And that kind of says a lot about the community, I would guess. Not just, you know, y'all's work and the United Way's work, but the work of businesses and individuals in this community helping one another. I think that probably says a lot about that, too.
Oh, 100%. We are very, very fortunate to have those businesses that have honestly supported us for the past 80 plus years and continue to know that our community needs help in certain areas, and they're invested to making a difference in our community. And they do that not only by donating to United Way, but also donating to those other nonprofits that are in our community. They're out there in the trenches making a difference and changing lives of individuals who are having a rough time or who need additional support or need a place to go after school. So we're very, very fortunate and grateful for those businesses that and those individuals that step up and say, okay, what can I do to help my community? And that's what we are trying to accomplish when you give to United Way.
You mentioned the golf tournament. How many players? It's a big golf tournament, right?
Yes. So we had in 2019 we had over 900 golfers come through the course, and that's two flights a day, and it's just an incredible experience. If you haven't been out there, you need to come out and just see it. We have this year we have committed sponsors to each hole on the golf course, so they have gimmicks and giveaways at that hole. But it's a great time for a great cause, and we are, you know, people from all over come. It's usually not local people that play. It is some, but a lot of our sponsors are from out of town and out of state. So they like to come to Bartlesville, and we get to give them an experience that wants them to come back every year, and it's a really good time.
And you touched on that tourism dollars, and obviously that's where that comes from. You got hundreds of people coming in and spending some money here.
Yes, staying in our hotels, eating at our restaurants, going to our stores, and that's really important to United Way. We want our overall community to be safe and stable, and that's economy is a big part of that. So very, very proud that gives an infusion of dollars into our community.
Talking with Lisa Carey and Katie Zahn from Bartlesville Regional United Way this morning on Community Connection. Before we wrap up, let's hit on the kickoff campaign again, which is coming up in just a few weeks.
Yeah, so September 10th is when we kick it off at the first home football game at the Custer Stadium. So we are going to go on at halftime. Usually it's after the band performs, and we're going to have help from the cheerleaders. We're hoping from the Bruin Brigade again. Chick-fil-A is going to be there, and Moxie on second. We're partnering with them for some free rally towels, and we're going to go onto the field, and we're going to make our big announcement on what our goal is for this year. So it's going to be really awesome, and we hope that everybody joins us.
Awesome. And let's talk about the Day of Caring projects too, because I know you guys have some slots open still.
Yes.
Yeah, we still have 20-ish projects available, and they will be available to get. You can claim one of those projects until August 16th, so you have a little bit of a time. But what that does, it's really a good way to give back to your community by volunteerism. And we give you a free Day of Caring t-shirt that you can sport around. This year we're looking at some pretty interesting colors for those. So but we are, you know, we're excited about that, and it's not only our partner agencies that submit those projects, it's local schools, it's any nonprofit or school that has a project that they need extra manpower for. So hopefully people will get out there on our website and look at those projects and catch one up for their team.
And let's talk about the website and how they could sign up for that and just follow you guys in general.
Yeah, so our website is bartlesvilleuw.org. We have a Day of Caring page on there, which has all of the projects listed. It also has all of our information for our partner agencies. It also has a Donate Now button, which we love that button. So you can check us out there. That's got all of our information. But you can also give us a follow on Facebook and Instagram. We try and keep all of our information on Facebook as up-to-date as possible. So office closings, anything that has to do with our partner agencies, events coming up, it's all on our Facebook, and that is Bartlesville Regional United Way. But if you want, you can also give us a call. Our phone number is 918-336-1044, or you can stop by our office. It's at 415 East Silas Street in downtown Bartlesville.
Guys, we appreciate you coming up. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Lisa, Carrie, and Katie's on this morning.
Have a great day and live united.
Same to you guys. Thanks. Bartlesville Regional United Way on a community connection this morning. Thanks to Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Tallgrass Motors.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You